Souk Council is refusing to comply with provincial regulations under Bill 44, rejecting the tight timeline set by the BC government to implement zoning and infrastructure changes required by new housing legislation. The province denied Souk's request for a 5-year extension, insisting the district finalize zoning by December 16. Missing the deadline would result in ministerial orders overriding local bylaws to enforce minimum housing density. Bill 44 mandates changes to zoning laws to allow small-scale, multi-unit housing as part of a broader strategy to address British Columbia's housing affordability crisis. While the original compliance deadline was June 30, Souk Council argued it must first upgrade infrastructure to resolve public health and safety concerns. Several communities sought extensions for infrastructure improvements or zoning revisions. 21 were granted extensions until the end of 2030, providing more than 6 years to amend bylaws and complete necessary upgrades. However, 7 municipalities, including Souk and View Royal, were denied extra time. More than 93% of local governments in BC have adopted the legislation. Souk Mayor Maha Tate, aware since last summer that her community wouldn't qualify for an extension, criticized the legislation for creating obstacles for growing communities. "There is a housing crisis not of our creation, just because Souk is a desirable place to live," Tate said. "That's why we need to work together with residents and staff to determine our future." Tate suggested the province's refusal was politically motivated. "It feels that way to me," she said. "It comes across as, do as we say. We know better than you do." In May, the Housing Ministry told Black Press that developments under Bill 44 would likely occur gradually over the years, providing time for local governments to upgrade infrastructure. Despite the assurance, council voted 3-3 on implementing Bill 44. The tie defeated the motion. Counts. Tony Street Pierre, Kevin Pearson, and Jeff Bateman supported adoption of the regulations, arguing the council should not delay. "Given the bylaws will be implemented come hell or high water, the only people we are affecting and punishing are those who need affordable housing," Street Pierre said. "At this point, I don't think we should hold back." Count. Al Beddoes opposed the motion, criticizing the legislation for ignoring Souk's infrastructure challenges and eliminating municipal controls like public hearings. He argued Souk has already met its housing targets and called it unfair to compare the district with communities like Oak Bay. Tate and Cowan. Megan McMath joined Beddoes in voting against the motion. "There's a sense we're being pushed into this without any recognition of our unique situation," McMath said.